Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, asking, is it possible to be separate but equal, or even equal but separate, and wondering, what would Mandela say? On Tuesday, I spent much of the day watching the memorial service for Nelson Mandela, a human being who spent his life fighting against segregation. It was International Human Rights Day. That evening, I was driving through central London, noticed a small demonstration, a few photographers, and the glare of a TV camera light, and like a moth to the flame, I pulled over, and I joined perhaps 100 people outside the university's UK building, the UUK. They were also demonstrating against segregation. That's because last month, UUK published guidelines saying that if an external speaker at a university wanted to segregate men and women during a lecture, then that should be acceptable. The National Union of Students agreed that religious rights trumped women's rights to sit where they wish, and both organisations say the decision is not discriminatory. Everyone knows really what lies behind these guidelines, and some of the speakers at the demonstration said they'd been on the end of streams of abuse. One woman said she'd received emails from a man who called her a white supremacist who had no right to tell his daughter how to practice Islam, no right to tell her she should be able to sit where she wants. Well, UUK, really, they've tangled themselves in knots trying to balance discriminating on religious grounds against discriminating on gender grounds, and end up arguing that because women would be seated on one side of the room and not at the back of the room, therefore they would not be discriminated against. Now, the strength of this argument could be tested if, instead of demanding that women sit in certain areas, a speaker demanded that gay people had to be removed from the midst of the audience. It could be argued on religious grounds that homosexuality was so abhorrent to the speaker that they would only speak if gays were separated from the rest. I find it difficult to believe the UUK would issue guidelines saying that was acceptable. So why is segregating women okay? The rationale appears to be to uphold deeply religious and cultural beliefs and thus those people's rights. But as argued, if those deeply held beliefs required gays or black people to sit to one side, they'd be challenged, probably by the UUK, probably by the National Union of Students, and probably by a lot more than 100 people. All this is hypothetical, you might say, but it's not. The Student Rights Group has done research suggesting that gender separation has already occurred or been called for on about 50 occasions at 21 British universities. More will follow. At the rally, the demonstrators were of the view that what they called abhorrent views were being accepted because the universities wanted to ensure they attracted enough fee-paying students from South Asia. Now, that turnout was very low. 25 years ago, there'd have been 1,000 people at least, and a lot more media attention. The numbers suggest evidence of two trends. One, that students are less political than a generation ago, which I think is the case. And secondly, that when it comes to issues surrounding Islam, a lot of people just don't want to get involved. Now, mosques, synagogues, and churches can have their own rules, but Britain's institutions of higher learning are supposed to be places for the free exchange of ideas for all. Ideas based on a fear of women's sexuality could indeed be part of that. But if they're to be discussed, surely it should be on an equal basis without segregation. That argument does accept that the mixing of the sexes is a positive thing, and part of freedoms won over centuries, and that is indeed the overwhelming view prevalent in the UK, and it's a right enshrined in law. But the UUK and the National Union of Students are pushing the other way. One suggestion from those pushing back was to copy the sketch from Monty Python's Life of Brian, where women who want to attend a stoning buy false beards and speak in low voices so they can join in. A phalanx of beard-wearing women activists sitting in a lecture hall guaranteed a picture which would sweep social media. Anyway, remember, separate but equal? That was the lie the South African apartheid regime peddled for decades. Only the stupid and the bigoted ever bought it. Mandela never did. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.